get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the Snake Pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the Snake Pit, Snake.
Yeah.
Go on now. Let's get it, Snake.
All right, brought to you by
American Leak Detection.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So over the weekend, I took Friday off and headed out east.
You had a baby-making retreat with all your guy friends.
I did. We tried so hard.
Just taking turns to see if it takes.
It just wouldn't take. I couldn't believe it. Yet. Yeah. Raw We're job. Still waiting on a few tests. But yeah, I have a buddy of mine that you guys know, Manhattan Beach Jeff.
Yes.
Oh my God.
He was there?
He flew all the way across coast to coast.
In his peach? Or in his own plane?
Yeah, he didn't take his own plane. But he made it. My buddy Rich from St. Louis made it.
Hey, Rich.
My buddy John from Park City made it. And then my buddy Bowen lives in Charleston, South Carolina. He grew up not too terribly far from there, and then he and his family decided to settle in Charleston. And it was the second time that I've ever been there before, and I'm telling you, it's one of those cities where I don't know why I hadn't been there 15 times prior. It's going to get steamy as the summer progresses, but we're kind of used to that. But all told, it kind of has everything you would want by way of scenery, by way of food. My God, I challenge, like, New Orleans is still number one.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't know about you guys. That's my number one source of food city that we have. Charleston is a very close second.
Charleston rules. We had them on the schedule twice a year. We would go down there.
Wow.
Charleston Southern and College of Charleston were both Big South mates or Southern Conference adjacent, and so Liberty would go down there all the time.
Have you been there as an adult? Taking the misses or anything?
Only once.
Man, and women go gaga over.
They really do.
It's one of those.
There's so much shopping.
So much shopping, and it's one of those spots where.
Fun drinks.
Yes, all of that.
Oh, my God, the fun drinks.
I think that they're, you know, right behind.
This one's in a fishbowl, guys.
Right behind Nashville as far as most bachelorette parties. But you go downtown, and here's the weird part about it, for me at least, because I have all these history time warps in my head. But you go downtown, and it's right there on the water, and it's got so much history. The city was formed in the late 1670s. And so you think about like Dallas and whenever buildings started to be built and things like that. Some of those buildings were literally around before 1700 and they've retained them in one form or another.
Yep.
Not in its original form. But the history there is amazing. You know, beyond the yummy food, the fact that the first shots of the Civil War were fired right there. Right there.
Which side were they on?
They were pretty hardcore South, Dave, okay. If my memory serves correctly. But yeah, like it, you look out over that harbor, and for me, it's really weird because my grandpa was born in 1903, and his grandpa was born at the end of the Civil War, and so like in my head, I was really close to my grandpa. He passed away at 100, so he lived a long time, and I'm thinking. This guy's dad was born in the Civil War. It just seems like it's almost impossible. Like it didn't even exist. It's such a mythological type period of time.
Did you go to the Confederate gift shop?
We did not make it to the Confederate gift shop.
The pro shop with the City Connects.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get a Stars and Bars quarter zip.
Right, yeah. So my buddy lives in an area where there's tributaries of the ocean that kind of these canals that run into these neighborhoods.
Oh, you love canals.
I do love canals.
Show me all your canals.
And
that's what he said to all of his guy friends.
Where's your canal?
It's canal night, guys.
So he's got a boat, and so that's parked out there, and so the.
God, you're so rich.
No way.
I'm not.
You know, you're
people
rich
with adjacent
jets and boats. Like, what else would it take to be rich?
Jet boats?
I don't have them though.
And a golf trip.
So, and this was more to go see the band that me and the same guys have been seeing since we were 19. So we're going on 36 years now. I was 19 years old the first time I drove to Dallas.
Saw Billy Squire.
To the Rhythm Room to go see Widespread Panic. And here we are.
But now you just hire him to play your dinner.
Right? Yeah. Early dinner. We want to go to bed at a decent time to get up and screw around.
There's only 8 of you eating? Okay, well, here's our songs.
And so the arena that they play at, it's this tennis center that they converted into.
Oh, my God. Bingo.
What?
Tennis.
So Widespread at a tennis center.
Well, it's like 5,000 or 6,000 seats or whatever. It's not like a.
Like, instead of the pit, they just had a pickleball court?
Yeah, but you couldn't touch it. I mean, you're standing on these clay courts as the concert's
clay?
Going on. Yeah.
Okay.
Were you practicing your slide?
The sea air, Bob, cannot. It's rough on the court, so you have to have
big
clay.
Water.
Your
water.
Country
you
club hard doesn't court. Have clay.
No one around here has clay because, right, but we don't live by a sea. The sea air is brutal on those things. So, but it is weird to think that we've been seeing this band. I haven't seen him in a while, but I mean, I've seen him, you know, 100 times and getting together, you kind of dip right back into that vibe whenever you go to these shows. And it was packed full of people that were our age, that were 19, 20 year old. Like my buddy's kids were there with all of his friends and they're, you know, 21, 22 years old. It's very cool. It's
like three generations sharing the same nitrous balloon.
You're right, just passing the balloon back and forth. Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
It really
so
is.
The tennis center is on the harbor. And so we took my buddy's boat to the show both nights.
That's the best story.
It is.
Both nights.
Both nights.
Both nights.
Both nights.
They're going to play different set lists, Ham.
Totally. And I didn't make, they didn't, they, there wasn't one song that was repeated, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Like you could tell.
Oh, I could tell. Trust me. So as we're heading out night one, my buddy from St. Louis got in at like 2 o'clock and the boat was leaving at like 5 because he's got to get out of there before low tide hits his area or the boat gets stuck in the mud.
We don't want that.
No, you don't want that. So you got to get out of there. So we leave. Right. Well, my buddy from St. Louis, he had been on his phone at the St. Louis airport and snapping necks and cashing checks and doing all the business stuff. And he shows up and he's like, oh, God, my phone is about to die. And we're on the boat. And he goes, hey, can you text my wife and tell her that if she needs me for whatever reason that to just call you? I'm like,
well, does he have an Android? How come he can't charge it on the boat?
We didn't have a charger. We didn't bring a charger. I know. So
you need a better boat.
That's yeah, right.
Yeah, with
more chargers.
With an Apple Store.
So I'm like, man, what? Why would she call? And he goes, well, he goes, right before I left, I got a warning. Again, St. Louis. He goes, I got a warning that there may be big storms rolling through there. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. So
whatever, you dumb city.
So we're cruising through there. We park the boat at the harbor right by the venue, and we're sitting there hanging out and having a couple of beers or whatever. And I feel my phone buzz in my pocket, and I pull it out, and there is a call from my buddy's wife. And I was like, oh, man, this can't be good. I was like, hey, and she's like, I go, do you need to talk to Rich? And in a very panic voice, she goes, yeah.
Oh, boy.
And she hands the phone to him, and he has these huge eyes suddenly appear, and he's looking at us, and he's like, oh my God. And he puts the phone over, or puts his hand over the phone, he goes, a tornado just hit my house. And so that tornado that blew through St. Louis literally hit his neighborhood.
Jeez.
Yes. And here we are getting ready to go to a 4.5 hour concert. We're on the boat. We're doing all this stuff.
You're all baked.
We're all baked, all of it. And he's just sitting there like assessing damage from, you know, hundreds of miles away and just, I mean.
Trying to call the insurance adjuster before the shrooms hit.
Yes, yes. Chainsaw people, everything else. Luckily, their house didn't get completely, like, overrun, but their neighborhood, it's called Forest Park, and it literally is a, well, I don't know if you need to play that, but there are trees. I mean, St. Louis is an old city, as everyone knows, and the trees that are there in this park area are massive and hundreds of years old, and a tornado has never hit that city before, and or it's never taken a direct hit like this. And it plowed through that neighborhood, and apparently those, you know, 200-year-old trees were spinning through the air. Ooh. And just smashing into houses and cars. And luckily his house was, for all intents and purposes, okay. Windows got blown out. Massive trees just destroyed his cars that were parked out front. And it came kind of out of nowhere. And like we were talking about yesterday, there was a failure in with the broadcast companies to let people know in time. So it does make a difference. Just want to let you know.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. They probably don't have sirens in Kansas City.
Well, this was St. Louis.
Or, sorry, St. Louis.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't know if I feel like every major city has disaster sirens.
Yeah, yes. Probably.
So
I believe they're required.
Yeah, and so that would, you know, account for, I mean, we have specific tornado sirens, but I think that our sirens that we hear that are tested every Wednesday at noon, I think that's more, it is called tornado sirens, but it's also disaster, right? Like if something bad happens, if we're under attack from Martians or something like that?
Probably. We don't hear that one very often, but the distinct tornado warning siren is the one full tone, right? It doesn't, like it's a different siren.
Yeah, I think so.
It's generated from the same siren, but it's distinctive so that you hear it and you're like, okay,
yeah,
this is not a test, and I don't need to watch American Idol. For my life to be saved, I just have to listen.
Right, right.
So was he able to take care of enough stuff to actually have fun at the show?
He was. I mean, for the next hour, it was he's on the phone draining my battery. What's up with that?
Right?
Totally uncool.
I was going to take some vids of the spread, bro.
Right.
You're ruining my whole buzz, man, with your tornado. Yeah, so he got everything taken care of, and then...
Man, I can't imagine.
Oh, yes.
Like when I was... When we were at Sandpiper, and I'm talking to my wife on the phone because the air conditioner went out, she was seeing red. And I have to imagine,
dude,
you and your buddies are all off at your little concert golf trip.
On a boat.
And the windows are out of the house?
Yeah.
Like, if she didn't kill him, she's a saint.
Well, no, Rich, have fun at your show.
No, don't come back. I'll be fine. You stay at your concert and drink.
So... Then the next morning we get on, you know, we get back on the phone and he's again reassessing everything as they've got, you know, 12, 15 hours of damage control. And we heard this, I'm trying to get on a flight. I'm trying to make this happen. And he was like, oh, that's so nice. Just tell her that I love her and blah, blah, blah. And his wife was telling him that their teenage daughter, was making sandwiches to pass out to all the workers that were in the neighborhood.
No way.
Like, but you stay out there. We're good here. You just have fun in Charleston.
Oh, you're playing a course you've never played before? Yeah, you should stay with the boys.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you brought your clubs, so you may as well.
Oh, you got a new wedge, right? A Vokey, right? Yeah, no, you should stay.
Oh, a sunburn?
But, honey, have you ever heard of the War by the Shore? Yeah, we're playing Kiowa Island, and so tornadoes and stuff suck.
You guys played Kiowa?
No, we didn't play Kiowa.
Okay,
dang. But that was the joke.
Wow,
all
right.
Yeah, let's tell the wife about
what
we're doing.
Now I'm impressed.
That. Yeah.
I want to go.
But, it was a wild, wild weekend dealing with that and seeing him deal with that. But, dude, Charleston, again, 17 thumbs up from every perspective. And don't think if you're a dude that you're not going to love it. Walking through that downtown and seeing buildings that were built in, you know, the 1600s and having them retained and the city being smart enough to keep all the original historical markers there as best they possibly could and to keep that thing as pristine as they did, as they have through the years, spectacular. And you mentioned the College of Charleston. Why, I mean, had you ever, I'd never heard of that college until like.
Oh, they can hoop.
20 years ago or something like that.
In the 90s.
That place is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's sitting on like 4 or 5 acres right in the middle of downtown. I mean, it looks like something that was... The buildings were built in the 1700s. It is spectacular.
No doubt.
Yeah, but it's all like that SG pastel color.
Yeah.
And the, and the Citadel, right?
Is that there?
The Citadel's down there in Charleston.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
Almost positive.
Well,
and again, you can go grab a Stonewall Jackson jersey at the Pro Shop.
Yeah, you can. The number one.
Snake.
If you want to.